Over the next 5 years, the Medical College in Wauwatosa and partners in other states will set up a Center for Countermeasures Against Radiation. It'll be one of seven centers around the U.S. set up by a division of the National Institutes of Health. The Medical College Coalition will work on detecting and measuring radiation exposures, try to devise methods to protect first responders who enter attack areas, and come up with treatments to prevent or minimize injuries to radiation victims. Medical College spokesperson Taranj Marfedia says a team at the school already knows a lot about radiation.
They've had established expertise in treating kidney, lung, and gut injury due to radiation therapy in cancer patients, and they've been doing this for decades.
Marfedia credits Medical College radiation oncology professor John Mulder for pushing for federal funds to improve U.S. medical defenses against radiation attacks. She says Mulder began the push right after 9/11.
And Dr. Mulder would like to see ready-to-use drugs on the shelves of emergency rooms. And so right now, obviously, we can't go and irradiate human beings, so he'll be studying this in rats.
Some critics of President Bush's war on terror say the administration overstates the likelihood of radiation attacks. Marfedia says even if there isn't such an attack, the research at the Medical College of Wisconsin will help cancer and blood disease patients. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.